Podcast, Spy Time, Excellent. Hey everyone, this is Lauren and Lena from Spoodcast, and we have Victor from The Exotic Me with us today. Hey Victor.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. So let's start with where we met. We met at an expo. How long have you been doing them for?
Want to say around 2 years, something like that. I didn't even like set exactly. My first show was at NorCal Reptile Expo in Lodi.
Nice.
Yeah. Changes a lot, actually. Like from where I began to where I am now, it's like there's no comparison, actually.
You like go all over now. Last you went to what, Utah?
Yes. My last show was Salt Lake City. Yeah, I've been expanding a little bit. So I do this as my full-time job.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I gotta make it work. That means I travel a lot. So I've been to Washington shows. I'm going to Oregon. I do Nevada. I do Salt Lake City. I do Idaho. Yeah, everywhere.
That's cool.
It's a lot of driving. This last show that I did, I put over 2,000 miles, 4 days in the car. Something like that. It was crazy.
Did you drive alone?
No, I had a friend with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sell everything from like tarantulas. You have some snakes, jumping spiders. I got Miss Daisy from you.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, she's my little octo.
Oh, actually, I have baby octos that I'm raising. They're basically ready to go.
Uh-oh.
Talking about octopus, octopunctatus. Okay. Do you know if they're dimorphic ever since young or just when they mature? Because I don't remember.
I don't know. You know more about them than I do. I'm not experienced with them at all.
I just know I love the looks on the males, but I think they just turn that dark when they mature.
Yeah, probably. I've been looking for a male too. Last time we saw each other, I was like, do you have a male? Or I think I met
them. Yeah. Everybody's looking for males because there was just the females that popped out.
That's usually the opposite of what people are looking for with jumping spiders.
Yeah, like, but you need males to breed the females that you get too, you know? You don't need single males. Single females are fine. But yeah, if you have a female you want to breed, you need a male. But yeah, that's why I'm raising some of those and letting you know.
Nice. I can't wait for them. They're so cute. They have
just... I want one.
Dude, do you know the angriest jumping spider that I've ever played with was a male octopunctatus? He was transposing and showing fangs. It was the whole thing. I've never seen a jumping spider so mad like he was.
What were you doing?
I was poking him.
For why?
I don't know. I was just checking on him or something like that. To be fair, most jumping spiders, if you poke them, they'll run. Okay?
Yeah.
So that was very atypical.
Yes. Well, I tell everyone, I'm like, if I ever get bit by a jumper, it's going to be by Miss Daisy. She has done the same thing at me. Threat pose, like, I wanted to hold her one day, got like a little paintbrush to try to, you know, booty bump her out, and immediately threw up the arms. And it's funny because they're such a docile, like, breed when they want to be, and then when they want to not be, they're like full force, like 0 to 100.
That's what made me like them a little more, because I don't like when they're boring. When they're too chill, I call them boring. That's why I don't know, I don't mess with bearded dragons, ball pythons, geckos.
Really? Yeah, Lauren has a bearded dragon.
Yeah, my beardy doesn't do much at all.
Oh, is that why you don't? Because they're kind of boring. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Victor, are you saying they're boring?
Yeah, like...
Yes, he is. I was kidding.
Like, I've had him. It was cool, but, you know, it's just... so basic, you know.
Oh.
Like, okay, I don't want to sound arrogant, but I just don't.
Like, you need, like, thrill.
Komodo dragon.
Yeah.
Yep.
I really wish.
They're in Jersey.
If you can get me one, hey, let's talk.
Dude, so but, do you think, honestly, jumping spiders are kind of boring?
I can see that. They're interesting. No,
I can see
I love seeing them hunt and everything. My problem is that they're small. Oh. Another thing is that I like big animals. I wish they were like tarantula size. They'll be awesome and fucking scary. Like that will be something I'll be like, yes, I need it, and that will be interesting. That will be like a whole experience.
God, I would love that.
Dude, the dancey dance would be really cute.
Imagine like them jumping and attacking things. That would be cool.
That would be so cool. So have you gotten bit by a tarantula before?
No. Never. I've handled a lot of things. And not that I recommend, but like I'm constantly messing with them in terms of breeding and rehousing and all that. And, you know, like when most people, they get like a 5 steps and they make a ritual out of it, putting like tub inside of tub inside of tub and using a brush and using like this and that and blah, blah, blah. I just go like with a tweezers in my hand and just like, let's go, let's go. You know, I don't put too much gear on it. So I've handled OBTs, some tigers, everything, and I've never been bit. I actually prefer messing with old worlds. That's one thing I always say every reptile show to everyone, because it's always like this discussion. I don't know if do you know the difference between old worlds and new worlds?
It's something that we have just started learning about.
So new world tarantulas are tarantulas from the Americas, which is like North America, Central, South, and old worlds like Asia, Africa, Europe, blah, 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 right? So the new worlds, they develop the ability of having urtican hairs, and some of them can flick those hairs where they go out in the air and they can get into the eyes and the nose and can be like really, really, really irritating.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Old world tarantulas do not have this ability, but their venom is a little more potent and they tend to be a little more defensive than new worlds, because the new worlds, they got a new method of defense, which old worlds don't have. So they only like resort to their fangs. And, you know, for that reason, a lot of people, they're afraid of old worlds. And it's like, old worlds are the bad guys. They're evil. They're mean, blah, 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 blah. And new worlds, they're nice and fluffy and blah, blah, blah. Chances of you getting bit by a tarantula are like really, really, really slim. Like just look at me. I've been doing all kinds of shit and I've never been bit. But some new worlds, like just the vibration of the lid of the container opening, it's enough to trigger them to flick hairs.
Oh, wow.
Get those hairs. You cannot escape them. They go everywhere because it's carried by the air.
Like,
and apparently, the more exposed you've been, the worse the reaction, which is weird. Mm-hmm. It should be like the opposite, right? You would develop some kind of resistance, but no, it just gets worse and worse. And I've been doing this for a while, so I get red, I get rashes, it's horrible.
Oh my god, what happened to you?
I've been postponing to rehouse some Confabidius and Terrafosa because of this, because like, it's horrible.
Like, so what happens?
Basically, the hairs get in touch with you and starts like itching like hell, and it gets red, and it's just miserable.
Oh my god, have you breathed them in before?
No, but once, I think I scratched my eye or something, and I had my eyes swollen for like quite a few days.
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
That's why I rather deal with old worlds like any day. I mess with them, and I'm, you know, my house is hot. So you're familiar with Juice, right? Juice arthropods. He was at the Pleasanton show too. Do you remember?
I don't think I do.
He was right by you in the corner. Him and his wife.
Okay, let's have a look. It's always so chaotic at expos that it's like,
I know. Well, he'll back up because like he came to my place and he shares the same opinion with the hair. And my place is always hot, so I'm always like shirtless. And I don't care. I'll mess with the spiders and stuff like this with the old worlds. But when it comes to the new worlds, I wear long sleeve, gloves, pants, a neck gaiter. Like,
really?
Wow.
Yes.
My god, that does not seem like fun.
Yeah, I tell everyone, old world versus new world is like a bullshit thing. Old worlds can be so much better, and people are just so afraid. I'm like, dude, it's easy not to get bit. If you see a tarantula threat posing, he's angry, you don't poke it.
Yeah, matter exactly. Of fact, it's like you shouldn't poke it
anyway. Like, never ever. Specifically in that situation, don't put your finger down and you're good, you know?
Wow. I think I believe you. Like, I don't know. I've never had either one, but I think I would just...
I think I'd rather get bit than...
Yeah, same.
Hairs thrown at that, like, you can't find them. And
it's kind of like fiberglass. That's the same feeling.
Ugh.
That's the worst feeling.
It's kind of like when it comes to red snakes, too. You know, they musk, right? King snakes and red snakes, they can musk as a defense. It's kind of like poop pee. It's like a discharge that stinks really bad.
Does it make you itch?
No, it just stinks and stays like stinking for a while. So when it comes to red snakes, I'd rather get bit than musk.
Really?
Yeah, it's the same idea.
It's that bad?
But it's better get musk than getting hair. Yeah, it stinks really bad.
Is it like getting skunked?
I never got skunked. I've smelled a smell of skunk, but never had it directly at me. I think it's worse than skunk because honestly, I don't find skunk smell all that bad. It's weird, but it's not like...
Like what kind of musk?
Is it like poopy or a dead thing, I guess?
No, none. It's a very particular smell. Kind of like skunk vibes.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like snake poop. It doesn't smell like rotten. It's a very different
smell. Is it like possum? Because those are really stinky.
Possums? No, possums are not
stinky. Yes, they are. They have that musk. Yeah, you know Kali'i?
I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, he had a possum, and that thing smelled so bad. Like, at first I was like, oh my god, I really want a pet possum. And then all of a sudden it started smelling, and I was like, I don't want a pet possum anymore.
So... I had a possum for a while. I actually rescued two possums. None of them smell. It has to do like where they are. In Kili's case, it's not like the possum was his and like had a place. It's kind of like possum that hanged around his house.
Okay. Maybe, yeah. And you had girl ones?
Yeah.
I wonder if a girl versus boys smell different.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility.
They're so cute, though.
But
that would be fun to have.
I still think it has to do with maybe where it was.
Yeah. It was in a small carrier and I didn't want to be in one.
I've been to Kali's places and like, it's not like he had a cage for it or anything like that. It just lived loose because it was a wild one.
Kind of fun.
They just hanged around. Yeah.
I love that.
I wish they were legal to keep us pets.
Are they legal?
They're not.
They're not legal.
So. Oh, I didn't know that. That's like in because you're in California, right?
Yeah, I don't know out there, but here it's not.
And ferrets in California are legal, but in Nevada, they're legal.
Yeah, here we can have hedgehogs, ferrets, axolotls.
Oh, yeah, axolotls.
I have one thing. In Colorado, all of the prairie dogs got the plague, and they were, like, poisoning them for a second.
Holy shit.
All the prairie dogs? Those are so cute.
Yeah, they got the plague. Or is that?
Oh my god!
That's is it the plague? Should I be fact checking myself?
Put a side note to check later.
Yeah,
fact check. Prairie dogs actually have the plague. A lot of rules don't make sense at all. Like some do, but most don't. Like when it comes to regulating highly venomous animals, I get it. Or like animals with invasive potential, I get it. Like stink bugs. Stink bugs are legal because their potential of being invasive.
Yeah.
But a possum, like they're already everywhere. Like a lot of them get killed all the time. Why can't I like just get one and raise myself and have it as a pet? You know, it doesn't make any sense.
I think they're afraid of their potential. Like maybe they'll like get too smart and like...
What?
And you,
no,
they'll buy Twitter again and rename it or something.
Oh my god, don't shoot a possum. Onlypossums.com.
Ew.
Look at my marsupial purse.
But yeah, what got you into this whole thing? Has it just been like forever, ever? Or
ever. So when I was a little kid, well, it all started with dinosaurs. I always loved dinosaurs. Still love dinosaurs. I stay at home on the couch taking care of spiderlings and stuff like for hours. And I'm always rewatching Jurassic Park trilogy. But yeah, when I was like a tiny little toddler, I was like, I wanted to be an archaeologist, dig up dino bones. Then like my mom and stuff, she was like, you know, like a lot of things were already dug up. So. Maybe a paleontologist. Okay. I'll be a paleontologist.
I love that your mom said a lot of stuff's already been dug up.
Like, yeah, not sure. But yeah, that was weird. And then I grew up a bit more and I started to have contact, interaction with like live reptiles and stuff. Like, and then I said, oh, I'll be a biologist. Mm. Oh. Well, I never graduated actually, but I did I did start a biology class back in Brazil because I'm from Brazil. I don't know if I mentioned that before.
You didn't, no. So you moved from Brazil to here not like that long ago.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's I ran amazing. In 2019.
Oh, wow.
Brazil, like, still quite violent and quite religious and homophobic and stuff. So I had a lot of like rough situations. And then that's when like kind of decided to move here with my husband.
That's awesome, though. Like, you moved from Brazil to America and started your own business and you're killing it.
Am I killing what? I'm not rich yet. No. I'm not rich yet. I'm not going to get rich selling spiders. I can see that.
Yeah, but everyone loves you in the community. Like, every expo, it's all, like, every time I hear your name, like, Victor, like, he's so cool. And, like, I think no, that's so awesome.
No, I love what I do. Fact. I love. I mean, that's what I do it. Because if I didn't love, there was no reason to be doing it. Because, like I said, I'm not going to get rich. But it's so much fun. Like, I always wanted to work at these animals. In fact, in Brazil, it's illegal to do this, like all these reptiles and stuff, pet trays. And there's a few places that are like are selling legal stuff now with like paperwork and stuff, but it's a lot of bureaucracy and it's like super expensive. So it's nothing compared to here. So my college degree in Brazil was actually a gateway so I could work with the animals, because the only way I would have to be messing with the animals, interacting with them, was gonna be through like a college degree, you know.
And they have like so many different types of like cool species in Brazil, don't they?
Yes, I mean, tropical places, you know, they're gonna have more diversity. That's why Asia and Brazil are the best in terms of that. Especially like tarantulas and stuff.
Yeah. Asia would be cool to find some spiders.
Dude, so funny thing is, a lot of the animals that I began with, you know, that I would go out, like, I would go outside and catch and stuff, were actually, like, the most dangerous ones, like, in the country. And I was, like, 9, 10. I was like, hell yes. Yeah, that's my parents, like, were very against it at first, but I kind of, like, started locking my room, so they just gave up. But I don't know if you ever heard of Brazilian yellow scorpion.
No.
Okay. You know, in the U.S., the most venomous scorpion is the Arizona bark scorpion, right?
Mm-mm. I didn't know that, but I'm in Arizona right now, so I will stay away from
Yeah. Uh-oh. Watch out with the scorpions in there. There's a lot of them, and it's going to hurt. Like, I did a trip to Arizona, and it was like the amount of Arizona bark scorpions out there is insane. Yeah, and they're the most venomous in the country. That doesn't that bad. Like, they're not going to kill you. There's, like, I think, like...
That's reassuring.
Like, one or three, I don't remember exactly, but there was, like, three deaths reported ever since, like, 1950s, you know? It's, like, it's nothing.
That's nothing. Yeah,
it's nothing. Like, you don't even need to...
No.
girl, you get in your car every day. That's way more dangerous. Don't worry.
Yep.
It's true. That's true.
But there could be a scorpion in it since you're in Arizona right now. There's on your car seat.
Yeah.
You're just going to sit on it.
You don't even need to go to the hospital or anything like that. It's just going to hurt a bit and stuff. And that's it. Now, in Brazil. Uh-oh. In Brazil is where shit gets real. So, the most common scorpion, like, that I had lots, because that is what I could find around me, it's called Brazilian yellow scorpion. Scientific name is Tichia cerulatus. This little motherfucker kills hundreds of people every year. Yes. Genus. The genus Tichia. So Tichia spaiensis is what I had. And Tichia cerulatus are the ones that occurred near where I lived. So I had like 20s, 30s of those. Like, yeah, I never missed tongue, but yeah.
God.
So that's, I see people making like a lot of fuss about the Arizona Bark Scorpion. I'm like, dude, chill. Where I come from, things are different.
You're like, that's nothing.
Another funny animal that I had as a beginner, Brazilian wandering spider. I don't know if you guys ever heard of those.
No.
So there's three spiders with medical significance in Brazil. Brown recluse, which also I had because it's super common. Brazilian wandering spider, which I also had. And black widow. I found black widows boring. But the Brazilian wandering spiders, they can get big. They're like almost tarantula size. They're actually bigger than some tarantulas.
And are they like webbing spiders?
No, they do not make a lot of web.
Okay.
They kind of look like a wolf spider. In Brazil, they're very confused with wolf spiders.
Okay, I can picture that.
They're very, very venomous. And funny thing, one of their side effects of their bites is like for men, a massive erection. Painful, long-lasting erection. And they're also very defensive spiders.
Well, you could punch it with your erection.
after you've been bit, I'm not sure that's no good anymore.
Just swing.
It'll just swing. Be the war in the other ones.
I'm not going to go into details here because it's going to get too graphic, okay? But yeah, so see, that's when people like start saying like old worlds, new worlds. I'm like, dude, every animal is a beginner animal. Every spider is a beginner spider as long as they're not an idiot. You know?
Yeah.
That's true.
Just but don't poke it with your finger.
You pay like attention. To go on the wild side of things, though.
Yeah. I like things that have potential to kill you.
What do you think about those like tiny little baby jellyfish that like, or were they octopus, the ones that can sting you in Australia?
Well, both the blue ring octopus and the jellyfish. Actually, okay, let's go again.
It's like I have them right now on my head.
No, because they're aquatic, so I don't mess with aquariums. Like too much work. I totally would have a Sydney Funa Web Atrax robustus, one of the most venomous spiders in Australia. Love those. Always been a passion of mine, but I could never find them available.
I wonder why.
I would buy in a heartbeat. Venomous now, I only have a few scorpions. Like, I do have Brazilian yellow scorpion here. I did not bring those, okay? Just letting it be clear, I didn't smuggle anything.
Oh, okay.
They are available here in the hobby. So, I have Titius cerulatus, which is the Brazilian yellow. Titius obscurus, which is the Amazonian black scorpion too, from Brazil. Also, with a killing potential venom.
Oof.
I actually have a photo of those. Are so cute. They're so long.
Really?
I actually have a photo of me holding on Instagram. Yeah.
You'll have to send it to us so we can put it on the podcast.
Titius stigmorus, another different species of yellow scorpion from Brazil. And venomous, I also have Parabuthus transvallicus, which is from like Africa and that area of the world that's just highly venomous. But you were saying about octopus. The thing that I got bit that hurt the most in my life was an octopus.
Really?
Yes, I've been bit by an octopus.
How did that happen?
What did you do? Did you kick it?
I was tight pulling.
That's not funny. I'm sorry.
No, we don't kick octopus here. We carefully pick them up with our hands and then they'll bite us. I was tight pulling in Santa Cruz. Yeah. And we found two octopuses and some eels and stuff. Of course, I had to mess with it, you know. And then it bit me, and you know they're venomous.
Eel didn't bite you.
Yeah, they're very fast though. It's hard to catch them.
You're trying to catch them.
Anyway, it hurts. It hurt, and it gave me a blister for like quite a few months because you know they're venomous. It was a red Pacific octopus. Yeah.
Well, how big was it?
It was not very big. It was like I don't know. It's hard to measure an octopus because, like, do I count the tentacles or their head. I don't especially know.
When they bite you too, that's the last thing you're thinking about.
Well, I have a picture of it on my hand, okay? It's on my Instagram. You can see it later if you want.
Oh, nice.
Check that out.
Yeah. No, it's very cool to watch the octopus change color right in front of you. Because even while you're looking at it, it's like, it's still kind of like mind-blowing because it's so fast, you know? And it's swimming and then instantly like change from red to like brown rock color.
It's almost like bearded dragons, like my little poodle. Her head will change colors from yellow to black, like if she's pissed.
Yeah, how you're pissing your bearded dragon off? They're usually chill.
Yeah, that's all she does. She like does not do anything other than change her tiny little dots on her forehead. She's done her like puffed out beard thing probably 3 times in her life since I've had her.
You know one animal that I have that is super cool and they're angry, but mine's actually chill, so I don't see him angry. It's kind of like kind of lose a little bit of the fun. Frilled lizard.
I remember seeing one on your Instagram. Those are so cool.
They are, but they're cooler when they're angry.
Yeah.
If they're not angry, the frill is just laying down their neck. Like
they remind me of like Jurassic Park, like the cliche Jurassic Park.
The Dilophosaurus, they attack Medry. Yeah, do you know that Dilophosaurus are actually they don't do that. That was like just made up for the movie.
I heard too in the movie the T-Rex noise is really a slowed down koala bear noise.
Yeah, and the velociraptors in the movie are actually not velociraptors. Like, so Jurassic Park is not scientifically accurate. But it's a hella good movie, though.
It's so good. Have you guys been on the rides at Universal?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm terrible with rides.
Oh my god, it's so much fun. Me and my husband and kid went on it. And somehow talked Charlie, who's 5 at the time, into going on it twice. It has like an 8-foot drop, and it's so much fun. Yeah, right at the end, the T-Rex just pops out at you. It's hilarious.
Also, there's the problem where they added like first and second movies were about hybrids. Like, why the fuck would you bring hybrids when there are so many species of dinosaurs that were not pictured in the movies?
Okay. See, I would have never known that as a like a regular like minimal dinosaur knowledge.
I am a very fan of dinosaurs.
I love it.
It's kind of hard to even ask you since you have every single species ever, but usually we do a cool spider fact. I don't know. Yeah, do you have a cool spider fact?
No, ask me my favorite, please.
Oh, your favorite. Okay.
I'm going to have a top 10 list going on here. Like,
what are your top 3? Top 2.
Facts or species? I don't know. Well, spiders. Well, tarantulas, it's dumb because they have lots of eyes, but they don't have good eyesight. People don't know that. So yeah, they're basically just to detect light and darkness.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they don't see very well, like jumping spiders.
So can they see color at all, or it's just black and white?
You're going to have to ask them that. I don't know. I don't know. I would assume they don't see colors.
Wow. That's amazing. That's a really good fact.
It's weird, right? Like, they have so many eyes and they're useless.
I know. It's like, why?
Congratulations. They're definitely not as developed as jumping spiders. Like, they're not as big.
I almost wonder if, like, aliens are looking down at us and being like, they have this big brain, but they only use 2% of it. We're talking about the spiders.
Philosophical. I don't know. I have too many spiders. I don't have time to like think about aliens. I'm always taking care of someone here. There's always
you're gonna have
to
see if they're dangerous or not, right? Just kidding. Poke an alien? Yeah, you have to poke one and see if it bites you.
I thought they were supposed to probe us, not as them, but I can do with that. Yeah.
I've never met one. You'll have to ask them.
Well, maybe I'll meet one this week.
Oh shit, yeah, she's going to Roswell, right? Or
no, Rachel, Nevada, where Area 51 is. We drove by it going here. We drove, so we're kind of going to drive all around it, if that makes sense. So yeah, fingers crossed we see something.
I'm a very visual person, so unless I see it, I don't give a fuck about it. Like, oh, you know, something funny, but kind of like asshole movie. This friend of mine, he just bought like Triceratops vertebrae, you know, like bone.
What?
And, yeah. There's a fossil market and everything.
That's amazing.
He came to show me like how cool it is. I'm like, thing is, it doesn't look like a dinosaur. Like, unless you have the whole skeleton or the skull.
Right.
Like, yeah, so yeah, it was kind of an asshole move, but I'm a very visual person. Like, if it doesn't look like it, it doesn't interest me. I'm sorry, I can say it's cool, but me personally, like, I need to see what it is to, like,
yeah,
you know, just knowing is not enough.
It's like, too, no, how do you know real. That's really real?
That's true, it could just be a dirt clod.
Okay, I have a very unpopular opinion on tarantula.
Oh, good. We love that. Yes.
Brazilian black, Gramosto lepocra. You know the species?
No.
Yes.
Not even Lauren? Gramosto lepocra. Yeah, Brazilian
black. If I saw a picture, I'd probably recognize it.
In my opinion, that's the most fucking overrated tarantula. It's a tarantula that I must have. I'm actually breeding him right now. It's one of the best sellers. And I'm like, dude, why? Like, I know why. Because theoretically, they're chill. They live a long life. But the way I see, they're just an expensive, slow-growing black tarantula. There's so many other black tarantulas, like, you know, that are prettier than this one. But people still, like, make deal about this one. I'm like, dude, like, I'm going to pay $80 on this tarantula that's fucking black. It's going to take forever to grow. When, like, for $55, you can get a GBB, a green bottle blue, or for... or golden blue leg that's much more colorful and interesting looking, or Kilobrachia's electric blue, you know, and they go for a Brazilian black. I'm like, dude, no.
The basic.
I'm very blunt and I'm very honest with my customers. I'm like, dude, why are you getting this tarantula?
Even though you sell them too, you're like, why are you doing that?
I do. No, I'm very honest. Like, I don't mind losing a sale if I teach them something or show them something that's interesting, you know? It happens a lot. Like, I get people that come to me and they ask me, like, what do you think is the coolest? Like, what do you have that you think I should have? Because I'm honest about it. I'm like, dude, don't get a Blizzard. Don't get a fucking Brazilian Black. They're just expensive and stupid.
What is your favorite one? Oh, wait, you said you didn't have a favorite, but if you had to choose two,
I can give you like 10 favorites. Does that
so? Are they okay. Going to be in order from your, or are they random order?
Random. So I have a genus that I'm a sucker for. I love the genus of Fibophus. Like, I love Blue Fang. I love Skeleton Tarantula. Those are among my favorites. Like, the whole genus, I love them.
Are these new? Old world.
They're new worlds, but they do not fit here. And they're defensive. So I always say they're good introductions if you want to get into old world. Get one of those. So you have like kind of like the experience, you know, because they have the old world behavior to them.
I see. Okay.
I also love Monocentropus balfouri because they're blue and they're communal. There's nothing like good communal tarantulas.
Oh, that's cool. So they live together.
They can, yes. It's one of the very few ones.
Wow.
I also love Pusillotherias, the ornamentals, like Goody Sapphire ornamental, Pyragalis, the Indian ornamental. They're gorgeous, but the fact that they're a pain in the ass to breed kind of like take them a little down a notch to me. I'm still perfecting the art. They're tricky. They're very tricky.
Wow. And you're breeding all these kinds, right?
Well, I try to breed everything that I have.
Wow.
Not always successful, of course, but I breed a bunch of shit. Yeah.
That's
why I have like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of slings.
Oh, it's so much work.
Endless work. Yes. Yes, it's 24/7 work. So yeah, my genus, like, I would say my favorite genus is the Fibophus. The Blue Fangs, the Skeletons and stuff. Also the Emeralds. Love them. First tarantula I've ever produced in my life was a Fibophus marinus, the Skeleton. They're definitely a favorite of mine.
Ooh, I'm going to have to look all these up.
And love Balfouris because the communals. I like pokies. They're gorgeous, but they're kind of like a pain in the ass to get them to breed and drop XX. So I don't know about them yet.
And some of them, they're like hard to take the egg sacs away from. I feel like I've seen a video on yours where it was like trying to grab it back.
Oh yeah. No, they're usually guarding them and like they use their fangs to hold their egg sacs. They definitely don't want to let go of them. It's kind of like a tug of war thing.
You didn't know they use their fangs. That's insane.
They do. Cause well, they said there's, it's incredible actually. Like it's amazing. The layers of webs and the structure of the webs on an egg sac. Because there is this thicker layer, the outer layer. There's thinner layer inside. And then there's the eggs.
Wow. So
it's kind of like a two-layer ball.
And you have to use like scissors to cut through them.
So I either use scissors or just like kind of like pull them with my fingers. Yeah, gently. You know, not to squish the babies because they're very soft. yeah, it's always, it never gets old taking an egg sac and like the expectation, like, is it good, is it bad, are the babies okay? Like, it's a thrill. Failures too.
You're a tarantula baby expert.
Sex stealer.
Yeah, a lot of people get mad at me when I post the videos removing the egg sacs. It's like, oh, you're killing them all. Oh, you're cruel and blah, blah, blah. Because they don't understand the reason why I'm pulling it.
Yeah, I identify as a sex dealer because you have to, because otherwise they'll end up on your ceiling.
Or they eat them.
Yep.
Yeah, well, there's quite a few reasons to remove an egg sac. The way I do is once I know, like, the mom laid an egg sac, I count, like, 20 to 30 days and I remove it. And then the other 30 days, they finish in a little artificial incubator.
Mm-hmm.
The benefits of taking it out is... So tarantulas carry egg sacs sometimes, like any sign of disturbance or stress, they can just kill the whole thing. Just eat the whole egg sac.
Wow. Yeah.
So this is one. I actually have recently lost a bunch of egg sacs because they got eaten. And also like once you open, you can see if there's good eggs, bad eggs and stuff. Sometimes when they're bad, the bad eggs will kind of like contaminate the good ones and they all go good to separate them. Also, it's much easier to deal with the babies if they're already in a separate container. Cause I just posted a video of an egg sac that hatched in the container and it's terrible to like be hunting all the little babies among the web and all that. It's very chaotic than like jumping spiders.
Their lines are thick, huh?
Yes. It's amazing. The babies get stuck in it and it's chaotic.
Oh my God.
Also, sometimes the eggs stuck together because during the period the egg sac is with the mom, she slowly rotates them so the eggs don't stick together. And even so, like sometimes they are stuck together. You kind of gotta like separate them when you open the eggs.
Wow. So it's like, you got to get it down to a science to do all this.
Yes. You got to remember you're dealing with live animals and there's like infinite possibilities of what could go right or what can go wrong. There's lots of losses.
Yeah.
Especially in terms of breeding. Like I said, we post Lotharias, the pokies. So for you to make them drop a sack, you got to like flow them, like put a bunch of water and add heat to stimulate them to drop an egg sac.
Wow.
So I did that recently and I pulled the egg sac, but the egg sac was bad because I didn't realize, well, now looking back, it's kind of obvious, but apparently after they lay the sac, you gotta like allow ventilation again. So kind of like dry out a little bit so the egg doesn't get all wet and moldy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you're always learning something, always trying to perfect it, you know. It's
a long crazy learning period too.
it never stops, actually. Like it's an everlasting thing.
Yeah,
you're always gonna be learning new things and seeing new stuff. It's that's part of the fun of it.
It
gets frustrating sometimes, like when you start losing a bunch of shit and you don't know what's wrong and you cannot find like good information and stuff, or like some newer species in the hobby where there's not a lot of information how to take care of them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's always something new going on. In fact, my boa is doing something strange in the enclosure right now. So I live in a one-bedroom apartment, and everything is surrounded by enclosures. So I love it. I always see what's going on.
That's amazing. I love being around all animals, and it's just fun. I'm
gonna tell you, there's bad parts too. In terms of, like, I live in my job.
Yeah.
So I don't clock out. There's not a lot of time where I'm like, okay, this is done. I'm going to go home and forget about it. Since I'm always seeing what's going on, like sometimes I'm like, okay, I need a break. I'll go play some video game. And then I see like a snake just shit in the water bowl. So I need to go and change that. You know, so you're always like looking at what needs to be done.
Yep.
And it seems like there is always something to be done. So whenever I'm not doing it, I feel guilty.
Yeah.
We get it. We get it. I probably don't have as many sacks as you, but I'm overwhelmed a lot of the time. So
do you wear what? Just jumpers or you do trenchles as well?
Just jumpers, but I am sackalicious. So, and
I hate taking care of baby jumpers.
There's a lot. And I have a bunch of mamas on eggs because I listened to everyone and that was like, oh, that's mean to take them away. So I didn't. And oops.
Oh, I don't listen to them. I just know.
Yeah, I know. I used to just steal them when the mom came out to eat every single time. And the mom, like the next day, would be like, hey, what's going on? But and now I have a mom that comes out looking like a wilted ass triangle. And then, like, you know, I don't know.
I just been taking, like, when I see they're black and, like, not dispersing yet, but they're, like, hatched.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, time to get out before I start dispersing. But what is annoying, because, like, spiderlings for tarantulas, you can check on them, like, once a week. You just spray, make sure there's humidity and feed, and you're good. With jumpers, no, you gotta throw fruit flies every, like, 2-3 days. Oh. If you spray, they'll drown. So, like, and I recently bred like huntsman spiders.
Oh, gee.
And they're kind of like similar to jumpers in terms of care for slings. They gotta eat a lot of fruit flies. It's a nightmare.
Those ones are fast.
Dude, tell me about it. The Heteropoda lanulus, the purple huntsman, they teleport. It's annoying.
God.
I gotta take care of them like the vial inside of another container. They're always gonna run. It's so much time consuming.
Oh my god, that sounds like a nightmare. Well, this was so fun chatting with you, Victor. I learned so much. I'm excited to see you in April. Yeah. That'll be fun. I'm trying to get Lena to come out here.
What is your next show?
Sacramento Reptile.
There's a show, I think, in Carson City, Nevada.
Yes, there is. One? I'm gonna go to that one.
I'm gonna be on that one too.
Yay, you're being my neck of the woods.
Is it a good show?
I've never done it before.
Okay.
But I hear it's great. Yeah, and I hear it's really good for snakes.
Sacramento show is a very interesting show. It's not one of my best shows in terms of, like, sales, but it's a cool show to be at because there's a lot of cool different stuff to see.
There's so much stuff, and the people there are so nice.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. It was really cool to get to know you.
Thanks for inviting me and having me chat and putting up with all my technology deficiency here.
That's okay. We're excited to have you back and see, like, if you've been bitten by anything new. I'm just kidding.
Hopefully not. Just get bit by snakes on kind of a regular basis, but
you just made so many people clench their buttholes.
Yep, I did.
Better to get bit by a boa than a fucking chihuahua. I promise you that. As long as there's no venom, or it's not like a 20-foot long snake, you're good. You're good.
Oh my god, I wish I had your bravery, man.
It's easy. It's called being dead inside. You know, we just don't care about anything anymore. So, like, pretend that the pain isn't real.
Thank you, Victor. Bye.